just welcome back to the service area in Milford for this Jules Donegal International Rally. Lots of activity here. It's clouding over, and we fear there could be a drop of rain or two in the air, which certainly could change things. I'm joined by Andrew McLoone, who, along with William Keogh, is competing in their Vauxhall Chevette. Andrew from Lifford. And Andrew, a new car, how's it going?
It's going very steady. We had a good run there in that valley. We had a teething troubles yesterday. And everything's going great in the Jules International Rally.
Now, it's a competitive rally, of course, but a great friendship amongst all the competitors taking part, and that's what makes it so important.
Oh, it's very important. That yesterday, Michael Dunlap stopped us when we had an ignition trouble, and they stopped us, and everybody looks to give a hand and help out, you know. And only for the help of all me, Mark McGafferty and Harry and Amy and Noel Lappin and all the rest of the guys, that things wouldn't happen.
Now, of course, it's more than just the driver and the navigator. You do need the crew here in service as well.
Yes, you need the crew, and most importantly, you need you need all the sponsors. You need the Salento Designerware and Donegal Forklifts and Jared McGeer Wedding Hire and James Sharkey Painting and Decorating and Deerfire College. Oh, thank you. So,
now, for a lot of people, you know, the rally is the highlight of the year. They might even only do one big event and save up for it all year. I mean, it's by no means an inexpensive thing to do, but you see the adrenaline and what people get out of it. I mean, you just can't beat it.
No, you can't. No. Myself, compete here in Donegal and try to get in one event beforehand with this one person that we couldn't do and normally use it as a test. But things are starting to look up now, and you know the duel will be good to us in the end of the day.
Great, we wish you the best of luck. Thanks a million. Thank you. That was Andrew McLoone there, competing in a Vauxhall Chevette. He's in Class 13. Not exactly sure of his exact standing. He's not too bothered about that. Looking forward to the rest of the action. Now, let's just see who else we can get a chat with. We'll go over to PJ Bonner and Declan Bonner. They're in their Ford Escort G3, Class 14, number 82, or number 105 is the car. And PJ, we're on Highland Radio here. You're doing a little bit of work here on the Escort. How's things going so far?
We're having a bit of bother here now today. The bell housing broke there in Knockalla, so we're trying to get a change here now in the meantime. Hopefully we can get back at it again.
Tell us briefly a little bit about how did yesterday go?
Yesterday was a disaster. The alternator went away in her after the first loop. The second loop, then she nearly caught fire. We forgot to cable tie the wire up, and it wrapped around the pulley. A day of trouble just.
So an eventful rally so far. Maybe things can only get better.
I hope so.
The important thing is you're still on the road.
Oh, we're still going, yeah, and we didn't lose much time, so we're happy enough.
What about the stages so far today?
Stages are brilliant. No, that first one was Gary Godfrey's chance because of McPhillip's accident, but thank God the training's okay. So.
Yeah. And there's been a few changes to some of the stages this year, and everybody seems to really welcome that. I mean, what they've brought in and moving about a few things has really worked.
Yeah, Eamon and his team, they definitely did do a great job. Like, and you know, you have to take your hat off to them. The stages are brilliant. Like, and everybody knows where they're going on Saturday and Sunday. Like, and that should be so interesting.
And just a word about the spectators out in big numbers, as always.
Yeah, Knockalla there now is unbelievable. The spectators are on it. And, no, thank God everybody's well behaved and everything. And you know, it's nice to see the good weather too.
Great. Thanks a million, PJ. PJ Bonner there in his Ford Escort G3 along with Declan Bonner. And let's just get one more comment or so. And I'm just going to go up to the cars. Shane Carr and Kieran Carr in their Vauxhall Nova. Shane, we'll get a quick word with you here. He's helping out here in service. First of all, how's things going today?
I'm not too bad. We're a bit of a ball of an oil leak, but we'll get it sorted.
And you have a good crew of help here to help you out. Are you going to be under pressure time-wise to get out?
No, we have loads of time. Plenty of help here. So as long as we get to ramp on Sunday evening, we'll be happy enough.
Well, this is pretty much home territory for you, so how have the local stages gone?
Grand, but Knockalla's a wee bit fast for us. We'll run out of top speed, but other than that, no, we're happy enough.
And the Vauxhall Nova, I mean, not the biggest car in the rally, that's what's special about the Donegal Rally, because we've everything from the top end of the range WRCs to the smaller cars.
That's right, yeah, we're just a wee bit slow in the fast stuff, but other than that, it's grand. Great job.
The main thing is you're still involved. More stages this afternoon. Are you going to push it a wee bit harder?
I'll take it as it comes. We'll not panic.
Great. Okay, Shane, thanks a million. So that's Shane Carr there, who's out along with Kieran Carr. And just a snapshot of things happening here at a busy Milford Mart, which is the service station. And I'll hand you back to the studio. And, of course, more coverage throughout the afternoon here in Highland of the Jules Donegal International Rally, which Gary Jennings is leading.